You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One small area of downtown Madison will be raised to make way for new affordable housing. City officials call the area between West Wash, South Park Street, and Regent Street the Triangle, basically between Meritor and St. Mary's Hospitals and Lake Monona. Right now, that spot has more than 300 units of public housing. It's old and needs replacing. Now city officials are kicking off huge redevelopment. There will be 1,200 units when the project is finished about 10 years from now. Governor Tony Evers.
Folks, from our smallest towns and villages, our state's largest cities, affordable housing is absolutely the number one issue I hear most about. But, big but, with projects like this, we are connecting the dots.
The median income for a family of four in Dane County is about $130,000 a year. According to the State Journal, most families of four currently in those units in the Triangle have a median income of about $45,000 or less. Decades ago, in that exact spot, buildings were demolished and about 300 families were pushed out. This time, when the first building is done, residents of Brittingham Apartments will move in and their old building will be demolished. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
Because of the history of displacement in Madison and in the Triangle in particular, the staff have worked really hard to phase the project such that residents will only have to move once, and that's when they move into their new home here at the Triangle.
The project has five phases. This first phase will cost $73 million, mostly paid for by federal low-income housing grants. Total, the price tag is about $300 million. The first building is expected to be ready for residents in 2027. The father of the Abundant Life school shooter is trying to get the charges against him dismissed. Jeffrey Rupnow's daughter opened fire at the school in December, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West, injuring six others, and eventually ending her own life. Now Rupnow faces three charges and could get up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for each of them. His attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss all those charges. According to WISC, the attorneys argue the case against him infringes on his Second Amendment rights and is out of line with state law, which allows parents to give their kids access to guns for instruction, hunting, and self-defense. Both of those firearms are registered under his name. Rupnow has a bond hearing in Dane County Court tomorrow. His ex-wife, the shooter's mother, reportedly died by suicide a few weeks ago. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Republicans are moving forward with tax bills this week. Shelley Pittman reports.
One would expand tax credits for businesses that help build workforce housing or employee child care programs. Right now, companies only qualify if they directly fund those efforts, but under the bill, they'd get credits for helping outside groups develop programs, too. A second bill would match state tax credits with federal ones for employer-provided child care. A third would tweak rules for restoring historic buildings. And the Wisconsin Economic Development Association supports those first three, but it hasn't endorsed a fourth bill, which would make tips tax-free under Wisconsin's income taxes. Governor Evers proposed no taxes on tips in his budget proposal earlier this year, but Republicans stripped it out of the budget they passed last month.
All four bills will have hearings in the Assembly's Ways and Means Committee tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game four of the Brewers and Cubs five-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. The crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader, 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the seventh, a ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray, it's negative, it's off his knee, he's got a contusion. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is. And of course, Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen, Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair. Are you sure this is your first time?" And probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at 3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 81 by later this week into the weekend. Much cooler, much more comfortable with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.